Welcome to 5.0, Fivefold and Beyond with Matt
and Amy.
In the 5.0 podcast, we're going to peel back the layers of the Ephesians 4 model, revealing a thriving church, ministry, or organization. This will help leaders to identify, work together, and implement or raise up the believers who want to move in their calling. Watch those who are in your care, and they become alive with a fresh passion as the anointings on their life are revealed, encouraged, and released.
We also offer seminars, conferences, and strategic advising to pastors and leaders. We'll sit down with you and help you to learn how to have a fivefold influenced church or organization. Also, how to identify and integrate people with fivefold giftings into your teams and into your organization. So connect with us at ihimtv.com. That's ihimtv.com.
So get ready to engage as these podcasts will open an understanding, remove confusion of the fivefold, and open your eyes and heart to what you and those around you carry. Welcome. Glad you connected with us and are enjoying the podcast. That's what we're trusting, that they're a help to you. And we're amazing. We're still doing the episode. I said we're amazing. I meant you're amazing.
I think we're amazing.
We're amazing too, I guess. We're all amazing. Yeah. All right. So I'm hoping you're enjoying the podcast. In this, this is the fourth one of the introduction of the apostolic. And before we continue conversations and interviews and everything in the future, we want to address apostolic pitfalls. There are pitfalls in everything that we do. They trap us. They're a little bit more serious than mistakes. We all make mistakes, but pitfalls is...
They're like the landmines.
Ooh, yikes.
We're just trying to help direct you around those landmines so that things don't blow up in your face. So I want to start with 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6. It says, "Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ, we might have asserted our authority."
We can go in so many directions with that, but we got to keep to our content for this particular episode for sure. And, boy, I'm excited. I thank the Lord for this media outlet that we're able to do this, that the Lord opened this door for podcasts, because we are on internet TV, but just to open up this is fun. Be able to do this specifically what we're talking about. And I trust that it's touching people's lives. Where, you know, we're 25 episodes. I have to go look.
This is episode 26.
So it's relatively new, but I know we're going to continue to, we're hearing good news, but we want to hear more good news of this being shared and of people being touched and impacted by it. So this is amazing. So one of the pitfalls that we want to talk about then out of this that you just read, that's a good thing to start us off. I guess one of the pitfalls I want to bring up is in love with strategy, but lack implementation.
A lot of that, that's really, I find, a strength of apostles is that strategy piece. But yeah, I mean, you can have all the greatest ideas and strategies, but if they never get implemented, then it becomes useless.
After so many round tables, and we all talk about the same thing, and it keeps ending up being the same thing after a while, that frustrates me for sure. I don't know about you guys out there, but that just gets frustrating because I need to see implementation. Let's put some action to our words. And that's probably the apostolic, the apostle part in me that drives me to do that. Because again, I am valuing where I'm putting my investment of time, I suppose.
And maybe as an apostle, if we're speaking to you today and you are an apostle and this is an area of struggle, I encourage you, get yourself a good administrator. And I know that's hard to find. We're still working on that too at times. Although we've got some great people who've kind of partnered with us now. And gosh, just opening up some new doors with that. So
we're still team building for sure.
Exactly.
In this new arena.
But you need someone, if you're weak in that area, just own it. Just say, you know what? I'm great at coming up with strategy, but I'm horrible. I'm great at starting. I'm horrible at finishing. Or I'm, you know, just own it and then find people who are strong in that area. You don't have to be alone in this. And so when you've got someone who can kind of keep you on the straight and narrow and help you to be able to actually implement some of those strategies, that's who you need.
Oh, yeah. Personal team. That's what I believing for many years. And God's just starting to, because your teams change over time. You know, we've been in this for a while and we're coming up with a fresh team and in different ways, you know, and I'm excited about the possibilities what God is opening before us. I guess probably another pitfall for apostles is the, let's face it, we can do a lot of stuff. You learn a lot of lessons. You're probably highly talented in so many areas. That's what I find. Because of that, always pushing the boundaries, learning, constantly learning, all those good stuff, that what happens is you start gaining knowledge and experience in a lot of different fields, a lot of things. But the pitfall of that is that we're doing a lot of stuff just because we can.
Exactly. And you know why a lot of that happens and how that develops is as an apostle, often when you're younger, either in age or in the faith, you don't necessarily recognize that gifting right off or that call on your life. And so but there's a drive in you. There's something in you that propels you to get involved. And so you do, you get involved. You might pastor a church, you might lead a youth group or do teams or worship or all of the above. And you find that especially because if you're pioneering things or if you're starting things from the ground up, you're it. You have to do it. And a lot of you have been in that place and we've been in that place. And so you learn a lot of skills that you otherwise might not have had the opportunity to learn. Doesn't mean that you're gifted in all those areas, but you've learned to be adept at managing them. Mm-hmm. So now that you can do all this stuff, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep doing it and burn yourself out and not have energy or time to focus on what you need to be doing apostolically?
Mm-hmm. And so there comes a time to move in what you're graced in and fine line your calling.
Delegate.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're an apostle who is leading a church, the traditional term pastoring a church. But if you're the executive leader or senior leader of a church and you are apostle, you're really going to struggle with this. And that's going to be a lot of friction there because all the pastor tasks that you used to do, and the people are going to struggle because they don't understand why won't you do that anymore? And it's a lot of teaching that has to take place. You have to pave the way. You can't just go cold turkey and all of a sudden you don't visit anybody. You don't, you know, do any more counseling or whatever it might be. So there's a process that you need to engage in. That's something that we actually help leaders through strategic advising, and we help them be able to set out a plan for transition.
We've done that, going through that. All that's there. Oh, probably the one that everybody always thinks of, a pitfall. Oh, apostles are always self-centered, glory seekers.
Oh.
That's always in your face.
And, you know, it's in your face because there have been a lot of self-centered, glory-seeking people who've called themselves apostles.
Exactly.
And so, sadly, because of some who've create a kind of a bad image on the apostle call, all of us have to face that. But we also have to face the pride issue.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. As well. Like as apostles, we need to face the pride issue and we've got to put pride down because that is not going to serve us well and it definitely will not serve others well.
Whether you know it or not, we've discussed in previous podcast, but I've been in this for a long, long time. I've been raised in an apostle's home and I've been in ministry since I was a child. And by my teenage years, I was quite active in so many ways in ministry. So I've been in this for a while. I'm 53 here at this podcast. And I've seen both. I've come into contact with leaders, not just apostles, but since we're talking about apostles that are glory seekers, they're posturing a lot. They is a subconscious thing to be the alpha apostle, like the alpha man, the posturing, fluff the feathers. I'm so successful. Thank God I'm not you. And then that's what they're saying in so many words. Look at me, you know. And then I've met the true The ones probably have more scars and battle marks on them, who, when you get into their circle, they let you in. Their hearts are amazing. They know the power of love. You feel safe and protected. And they're not presumptuous. And they're not, when they're before people, too, they're not all this, you know, play the rock music. Let's have the light shining. Here we go. Confetti. I'm on stage. Thank God. Oh, yeah. God brought me here before you, type of thing. You need me. They just walk in and the anointing shatters the house. It just hits a place. Those are the people. See, if you've seen both, you can't get a bad taste in your mouth and say everyone's like the bad. There is always a immature version and a mature version. There's always a counterfeit and a true. There's always a distorted and a clear. There's always a clouded and a whatever, you know. And you as a individual have to make the choice whether or not you're going to connect with Apostolic Ministries or whether you're going to allow them to come into your church. I will tell you, if you've been burnt by one, the only way God's going to heal you is to have one that's of the true model touch your life.
That is true.
That's how it works. So glory seekers, that can be a trap.
Yeah, because, you know, I thank God as apostles when we go different places. I thank God for the people that honor that call.
Yeah.
And that just love on us. But it can be heady. And so you got to be careful. Guard your heart.
And when we come into a house, it's fivefold acceptance, or they recognize, they might even have fivefold in their own church. When you move, the power and the anointing comes to a whole other level because they draw on you. And we've been into houses that are not aware of what they're not. We're not there because they want what we carry. We're there for other reasons. And so we're more evangelistic, more stirring up. And we can tell the difference. Our mantle, you can't slap it against the water as hard. You just got to gently lay it there and begin to see what God can do. That's the way it is. So that brings me to the other point. Us to the next point.
Well, really. The next one is, you know, it's important to find a balance as an apostle, because it's a danger to get into the overbearing.
Right.
Aspect of, you know, well, I'm an apostle and this is what I do and I'm here to set things in order and, you know, whatever you say doesn't matter because I'm the apostle. And, you know, there's a way to present, yes, there is a call to bring things in order and to bring forth the word of the Lord in that way, but we cannot be overbearing and run people over. Because they're individuals who may or may not have an understanding of this call, this mantle. And so it's important to bring that in. But also then you have the other end of the scale of apostles who may be very timid. And this was something that I really struggled with. We were attending some statewide apostle roundtable type of things. And it was mostly all men. Like the men were the apostles.
At the beginning, it was.
At the beginning. And the women were the prophets. And I'm definitely not a prophet. But I was in those meetings and I wouldn't say a word. Like I was just intimidated. That's where kind of timid comes from, right? Timid is a fruit of intimidation. And I was allowing that to come in, especially being a female apostle. And so that was an area that I really had to work on because I didn't have a voice. I had a voice. And let me be clear, the apostles around that table were very open to me.
But it was in yourself.
I was intimidated. Mm-hmm. And so I shut down my own voice. And so it's finding that balance between, you know, really being assertive, but not aggressive mm-hmm. and not timid. Mm-hmm. So finding that place.
Mm-hmm. Another big one.
Go ahead. Lack of accountability. We weren't really trying to say that like in unison.
No, just because we're married. Above the law.
Yeah, feeling like you're above the law. And yes, there is great authority that comes with apostleship, but you are not above the law. You are not above, you know, that's one thing. And I love police officers. I'm very in support of police officers. But one thing that grates me is when I see a police officer who feels like they're above the law. They don't have to follow the rules because they are the law. And I think that's wrong. That's a character issue. That's an issue of the heart. Because as apostles, we should be role modeling what we're bringing the law. And I don't mean the law like as in, you know, the law of bondage and religious law, but just to keep with that example, like we should be role modeling that and leading people through it. Again, just you're not above as far as like over everybody.
And probably one that's just like the same for profits, and that's operating out of your jurisdiction in other
churches.
Yeah,
what does that mean? Talk about that a little bit.
In other churches, when you come in, you're visiting, not necessarily even if you're speaking, but if you're just visiting, you know, I encourage my prophets and prophetic people, when you're visiting another church and you're not given a place to prophesy, you get a prophecy, write it down and give it to the leadership. And just let them do with it whatever they want. Don't interrupt the service or don't get up in there as if you're at the home church. That's just, you don't have jurisdiction as their prophet there, though you do as an individual carrying a voice of the Lord, but it's just ethical.
So
they don't know who you are and they won't receive from you.
Right. You may be an apostle, but you're not their apostle.
Correct. So when you come in, even speaking at a church, as a guest, they're tapping into what you carry and your message, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're your authority as an apostle. You're suddenly their apostle and you start correcting and administering justice from the pulpit in front of the congregation and doing things like that. That is a pitfall. That is immature, or it is just being ignorant.
And it would really be, you know, developing a relationship with those leaders, with that group.
They're not going to trust you.
Exactly. So you want to do that. And I understand, you know, God's calling is God's calling. And you are an apostle wherever you are. But yeah, just you're not shoving it down people's throat either.
But because apostles is relationship built, that's why the statement you said, you may be an apostle, but you might not be their apostle. They might already have another apostle or a covering, a father, a general in their life that imparts things to them. You are just adding a piece to it. And we do that too when we go speaking sometimes and they're open to apostles. They have other apostles. Unless they come up and ask me, that leadership, and says, we want you to be our apostle. I'm just adding a piece as an apostle.
Yes.
To that fivefold house or to that house.
Yes. Another one I want to actually read in Titus 1:5. It says, "For this reason I left you in Crete, that you would set in order what remains and appoint elders in every city as I directed you."
So Titus.
That's Titus 1:5.
He was an apostle.
Yeah. So we're seeing that apostleship is not a one-man show. And I know we've talked about that a little bit, but this can be a pitfall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lack of reproduction or multiplication can be a danger, because then you just become, you know, again, that rock star, superstar personality that, you know, you don't want to raise people up because then they're in competition with you almost. That's a wrong mentality for sure. So we have to recognize we need people. We need to delegate. We need to partner with other ministries, with other fivefold, raise people up.
Yeah, when we go into places, you know, churches and invited, and especially the first time, I look at the teams and then I start seeing how they interact with the leaders, like the apostle or the pastors or whoever it is that's the senior. We've gone to churches. The executive leader is an apostle. So I watch the sons and daughters and watch how they behave. And that will tell everything about who they are. Mm. So now you get what they're saying they are and what you're sensing and feeling in the Holy Spirit. And then you see their reproduction. You're seeing the ones. And yeah, there's immaturity. There's mature. There's everything. But you're seeing the heart of it. And that really describes it. So you got bossy people going around, hefting around their titles and doing everything else like that. Oh, I got the pastor made me to be this. And they just crack the whip.
Yeah.
And you see that straight across the board. That's probably the way it's raised. And so that can become a pitfall.
Yeah. Because if you're an apostle, just, you know, you go around exerting your authority and being the superstar, going from place to place, but you build nothing. You don't partner with people. You don't raise other people up. When you're gone, that's just void. It's gone. And I don't mean just when you're dead. I mean, when you're gone from that place, you leave that region, you leave that city. There's nothing that you've really established there. And that's why, you know, in this verse, he said, you know, you got to set in order, appoint others, partner with others, release them in their gifts and call to bring something that's permanent, that continues on, to leave a legacy versus just being your flash in the pan superstar. You could draw the crowds, but what's left when you're gone? Mm-hmm. That's what we have to look at.
I have one more.
Yes.
It's a pitfall that can be is that we have to be the one that has all the knowledge and all the theological understandings and all the spiritual revelation, and the no one else can have a higher insight. Mm. And so we present we protect that. And so we don't fully equip and train and release people because there's a subconscious thing that we don't want them farther than us. And true apostles will take their sons and daughters and will throw them like an arrow or shoot them farther than them, want to see them succeed in areas they haven't broken. Boundaries that they personally haven't broken, but their spiritual ones are. That's the heart of the apostle. So a pitfall is for the apostle to put a lid on everything constantly. I'm the apostle of the house, and that's it. And so no emerging apostles that they can train up will come into their calling.
And there are two contributing factors that are huge there. One was pride that we've talked about. And the second one is immaturity. And I know we've kind of alluded to that, but if you know that you are called to be an apostle, you need to get training, be trained in that gift. This is not something to step in lightly. And I think because training for apostleship has not been widely available. I mean, 10 years ago, you couldn't even find a book on the bookshelf or on, you know, all of the online shopping, even on apostles. It was very rare. It might have been just talking about the 12 apostles or something, but to find something that was rare. Now there's a lot of great stuff that's coming out. A lot of great apostles are writing books and putting things out there. So there's no excuse nowadays not to be trained. And so it's really important to read book, to get a mentor who's an apostle and walking in a mature and healthy way, and to just open yourself up to growth and always be willing to grow. You don't get to a point where you know it all, even though you're an apostle.
Thank you so much for joining us today in this podcast as we talk about apostolic pitfalls. I want you to be able to feel freely to share this on social media. Also, just subscribe if you haven't. If this is your first podcast you heard, go back and listen to the others. I know that you will be greatly encouraged and built up. And if you'd like to just find out more about us, go to ihimtv.com. That's www.ihimtv.com, and you're able to connect with us. We have different resources and different things. You can connect with us. You can invite us. Well, we're open to all those kind of things. Just check it out. And so I just want you to know this. Go out there today and multiply.